But in 1995, a linguist named Sarah Trechter figured out that the form yellow didn't so much signal maleness per se as it implied authority in drawing a conclusion. So she confirmed that the form is typically used by men, but she also noticed that it can't be used by men without authority. So, for example, if a derelict or a drunk spoke in this way, he would really be laughed at. Trechter also noticed a man avoiding this form yellow, which shows authority, when he was being overheard by his father. And she surmised that he was avoiding sounding too authoritative out of deference to his father. If this is starting to sound a little bit like the women's and men's uses of language in our own society, as I described in an earlier lecture, that is, that we expect men to talk with more authority than we expect women to talk, it gets even more familiar. Listen to this. Trechter found that a woman who uses male forms in Lakota is perceived as masculine, and a man who uses women's forms is perceived as effeminate. That doesn't mean that she never heard women or men using the forms associated with the other sex. So according to Trechter, the two women who use certain male linguistic elements, and I'm quoting her now, both grew up with a number of brothers and few or no sisters. Their biological mothers died when they were young, and they both were in positions of public authority. One was a judge, the other a police officer. The reason I find these examples from American Indian languages so fascinating is precisely because they remind me of research among women and men in our own society, that the ways of speaking we associate with men also reflect authority. That's a point that's been made by many linguists, including myself, as I talked about in an earlier lecture, but also anthropologists and sociologists who write about gender and language today. In other words, what we might be inclined to call women's language or men's language really are ways of showing authority, deference, or other social meanings. I want to tell you about one study that's really very relevant here, and this was done by a linguist named Bonnie McElhinney. She's at the University of Toronto. She studied women police officers in the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And this gives a wonderful example of women taking roles that historically were held only by men. Pittsburgh was a good place to do her study because the police force had been required by law to increase the number of females recruited for the force. When McElhinney did her research, she followed around women police officers, and she also interviewed male and female officers. She found that both of them said to her, for example, "When I'm in uniform, I'm not a woman or a man, I'm a police officer." But at the same time, McElhinney notes, and I'm quoting her again, "Police officers must often act tough, suspicious, distant, and uninvolved. Well, these qualities in our culture are more associated with men than with women. That means that women learning to become police officers," and women rookies told her this, "they had to change their habits of using language." So as one young female rookie told her, and again I'm quoting, "When I'm at work, I always feel like I have to be so, like, gruff, you know?" This police officer explained that in order to fit in with the guys, in the beginning she learned to swear so she would appear tough. She does mention that eventually she toned it down. Most important, though, for her job as a police officer, she had to learn not to show emotion, not to show positive affect in particular. The rookie herself did not feel that she was talking in a way that was masculine. She was just talking in a way that was required for her job. So when she says, and again, this is a quote, "Sometimes I try to be like such a hard ass," she immediately added, "I'm not saying that men, you know, that that's a masculine trait." McElhinney compares her findings to a study by Arlie Hochschild, a sociologist at the University of California, Berkeley, who pointed out that many jobs that are traditionally held by women, such as, for example, flight attendants and receptionists, require a display of positive affect, whereas many jobs that are traditionally held by men require neutral or even negative affect, and police officers are a good example of that.